It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to the Golf DMV podcast, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. This past week, LB was not in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. Neither was I. I was in Columbus, Ohio. LB was traveling as well. And we're going to check in next week with some live reports. Well, I guess semi-live reports. Reports when we were live in Columbus. And one from LB as he was traveling. We both played golf while we were on travel. Kind of a little mini vacations and stuff with our families. We'll check in next week with all that was going on. But coming up this week, we've got Coach B, part of our Virginia contingent. And by the way, you can catch some of his great videos. We're posting some of them on our website as well, golfdmvpodcast.com. He had a chance to play Bristow Manor. You remember that Vern and LB played Bristow Manor. They gave it, well, you know, LB doesn't give out A's, so he gave it a B+. But from what how he described it, it sounded like an A to me. But anyway, Coach B and our Virginia contingency went down to Bristow Manor and played. They had a chance to speak with Steve Barrett. He's the GM there at Bristow Manor. We're going to play that interview coming up a little bit later in the podcast. Also, LB, Vernon, our buddy Rick McCormick, and myself, we had a good foursome a couple weeks ago out at Falls Road. We needed a pick-me-up after Glendale, you know, kicked our butts unexpectedly a couple of weeks before that. So we played Falls Road. We recorded our thoughts on Falls Road while we were at Compass Point. You remember we recorded at Compass Point there, right there after our second of two rounds Father's Day weekend. We recorded right there in the grill, had some lunch and stuff like that, had a really good time. And so I'm going to play that portion back. You'll hear LB's thoughts, also Vern, Rick McCormick's thoughts there on Falls Road. But first, I want to start the show with a huge shout out to Matt Roberts from Old Line Golf. Reached out to him, asked to do an interview. Follow Matt Roberts. Again, that's Old Line Golf on Twitter and on Instagram. It's a great blog. We've talked a lot about why he started the blog, because really one thing we want to do here on Golf DMV is really just build a great community of golfers here in the DMV. And so I'm always excited, the same way we did with our buddy Desiree Walker from Road to Par, is to get people on, play some golf with these guys, and just all share our experiences and our life. And that's what Matt Roberts did. I had a chance to speak with him. Again, Matt Roberts from Old Line Golf. He has a great story to go along with a great golf blog. I want to play that interview for you right now on Golf DMV. So joining us right now on Golf DMV is Matt Roberts. Maybe you followed his blog, Old Line Golf. Matt, thank you so much for joining us on Golf DMV.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Claude. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And before we get started with the interview and talking about Old Line Golf and just your golf journey, if people want more information on you, they want to read the blogs, check out your course reviews, where can they find more information, like your website, the blog, social, all that stuff?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can follow me on oldlinegolf.com. So that's where I put up that's my site. That's where I put my journal entries, more of my rants and raves. And then I also have my courses on there that I just started posting about. And then I'm pretty heavy on Instagram under that same handle. So Old Line Golf on Instagram, not so much on Twitter. I am there, but I'm way more active on Instagram. I think just being able to share the photos of the courses that I play and the people I play with is a much more formidable platform for me.
Nice, nice. Let's talk a little bit about Old Line Golf, your blog. Like, when did you start it and what made you want to start it?
Yeah, so I officially launched it in August of 18, after a season of playing in 2018. And really, it just came from a passion project. I've been in and around golf my entire life. I mean, I learned how to play as a kid, kind of played on and off. I'm okay. But I love the spirit of the game and the soul of the game. And I get out and play a lot, and I have the support of my loving wife and my family to let me do that, as long as that early tea time. But I really just wanted to share my journey. I was involved in actually a pretty bad accident in October of 17, where I had to spend 18 days in the ICU.
Oh, wow.
At Johns Hopkins. And at first, I was pretty terrified that I wasn't actually going to be able to play anymore. But I made a decision right then and there that I was going to be back on the course come April of 18. And I was. And ever since, I was just, why not? Why wait? What am I waiting for? Why not share my story and my journey? Hopefully, it'll inspire other people. If not, I'll be able to connect with people like you and share golf around the Maryland area.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're glad that you are, you know, healthy and back from that, you know, bad accident. And, man, 18 days
in the
ICU, man. I mean, that's you know, to come back from that, that's life-changing, man. I mean, there are moments like that, if you don't mind me just kind of diverting from golf for a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
That kind of brings, you know, reality back home, you know, what life is all about. What did that experience just kind of do for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually to go through that?
Honestly, it's kind of what you just touched on. It gave me perspective. You know, it kind of changed my life, and it gave me a little bit of just a shift in my perspective and make sure that I understood what was most important in my life. And that's my family. And that's my friends, and being able to share that and the passion of golf that I have with those people. I started to find, like, through my journey and through my recovery, that more people were interested in going along with me. So I took a flyer and started Old Line Golf.
Wow, man, that's a beautiful thing. So you started Old Line Golf. A lot of the courses that you play, and I love it because they aren't some of the ones that we've played here and reviewed on Golf DMV. You play a lot of courses that seem close to Baltimore, maybe even a little north, like Aberdeen.
Yeah, I'm actually in the Harford County area, so I'm about 30 minutes north of Baltimore. So I get around the Baltimore, Towson, Harford County area a lot, Baltimore County a bunch. But I started to realize that I haven't played too many south of Baltimore or even west and out into, like, the Frederick area. Why not? The only way I'm going to do that is to really push myself to get an early tee time, get up early, you know, make an hour or so commute to just go see these beautiful courses that are not too far away from me at all.
Right.
You know, when all's said and done.
No, you know, absolutely. And it's funny because we had the same conversation on Golf DMV. I don't know if it was on the podcast, but we had just talked about how, you know, we can get so used to the courses that are just near us and the ones we're used to playing that we don't get a chance to jump out. And I mean, western part of Maryland you're talking about, I mean, you know, just a little further south and west of you, whether that it's Musket Ridge or Whiskey Creek, you know, even as far west as Cumberland where Rocky Gap is. I mean, there's some really, really, really nice courses there. So in the area, just from the courses that you've played, they're near Baltimore. Someone's thinking about going up 95. What are some of your top courses in that area?
So up by me, up in Harford County, you have a daily fee. It's kind of a semi-private course, Mountain Branch. It's right down the road from my house. It's awesome. It's in great shape, great price to value. And then a little bit further up in Havity Grace, you have Bully Rock. Pete Dye course, you can get on Bully Rock at any time. I mean, it's going to cost you a little bit. It's about $100 right now on an early tee time. But if you can catch a deal on one of the booking sites, it's pristine. It's top class all the way. So I really enjoy going up to Bully Rock. I'll actually be there next Friday.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then there's a handful of good private courses up here, too. I don't really get to get on those as often as I would appreciate or that I would like. But I'm kind of the everyman golfer. So
yes, yes.
I'm trying to check out some daily fees. I actually just played Mount Pleasant this morning. Baltimore City course, one of the classic five courses, and it was gorgeous. Absolute great condition. Less than $50 to get on and go for a walk this morning. It was awesome. And I actually shot a really good round. So I'm riding high on Mount Pleasant right now.
Nice. I love it. It's funny because sometimes we're like, yeah, I like this course. And it's because, once we play well, we seem to like a little more than the other ones. It's interesting because, you know, you talk about some of the early morning tee times. You like to get out early? You know, I'd like to get out early because, you know, when I leave the house, my wife and son, they're still asleep. When I get back home, they kind of just got up and got their things together. it. So you like the early tee times because you like to get up early, or family stuff, or just like to, you know, don't want to be stuck in 6-hour weekend rounds?
Yeah, there. I think all of that's wrapped up into one, but ultimately it comes back to, you know, I'm a father, mm-hmm. I'm a husband, I've got family commitments, I've got things going on at home. Like this morning, I played, we had a 6:15 tee time. I was back in the house by 11.
Oh, love it.
I installed a dishwasher this afternoon. I cut the lawn. Like, I got stuff to do. I got a honey-do list. So I want to be able to play. And those early morning tee times, whether it's before 6 or right around 6, provides me a beautiful sunrise walk. I'm back before, you know, the kids are really getting underway. So it's more of a convenience thing for anything. It allows me to get out and play and not disrupt the home life too much.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. You know, I really appreciate your time. Now, again, where can everybody go for your blog and all things Matt Roberts and Old Line Golf?
You can find me oldlinegolf.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Old Line Golf. Those are my two heavy outlets. Instagram, I try to put something up every day, trying to provide a fresh perspective on what I'm doing. So that's the one that I'm really heavy on. But you can follow me there or along my blog.
Matt, thank you so much for being a part of this D.C., Maryland, Virginia golf community. Thanks for coming on Golf DMV and sharing your blog and your life with us, man. And promise me that you'll come on the show again. And also, we'll try to meet somewhere in the middle, up 95 or maybe with one of these Western Maryland courses. And Golf DMV will treat you to a round, man. It'll be fun.
Claude, I would love to. I would absolutely love to get out. I know you guys just played Glendale. I want to get out there before it closes. Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to try to hook up and play around, that would be awesome.
Okay, yeah, sure. You know, maybe what we'll do, yeah, maybe the second time around at Glendale unexpectedly kicked our butts. And Andy Ruiz'd us. It knocked us out.
All right.
It TKO'd us. It was nuts, and we didn't expect that. But we're going to get back out there. And, yeah, our next time down, yeah, we'll invite you out, and we'll get a nice little group out there, and we'll have some fun, and maybe we'll record live there again and have you on the show.
That would be great, man. I would love that. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and thanks very much for having me on.
It's a beautiful thing, Matt. Thank you so much, man. Take it easy.
Thanks, Bob.
So, yeah, again, a huge thank you to Matt Roberts from Old Line Golf for joining us on Golf DMV. And like he said, man, you know, you get these moments in life that are almost like fork in the road moments, and they bring perspective about what's really important. And I'm glad that he's able to get out, play golf, and chronicle his journey and just share life with us. So look forward to having Matt Roberts from Old Line Golf back on Golf DMV soon. We're going to get him out playing around with us as well. By the way, if you want to play around with us, just email us, golfdmvpodcast@gmail.com. Literally, we've played golf with people who would email us and say, I want to play golf with you guys. And so we want to get everybody out, play some golf, set up some outings, and have you on the podcast. Now, so we got a chance to play Falls Road again. This was supposed to be a redemption round after a very disappointing showing from our golf game at Glendale. We said, we need a pick-me-up. Let's go to Falls Road. We love Falls Road. And it usually we score pretty good at Falls Road. And so LB, Vernon, myself, and our buddy Rick McCormick got to force him up. And you know what? And I'd like to hear from you. You can hit us on Instagram or Twitter, GolfDMV1 at on Twitter, GolfDMV Podcast on Instagram. Also, the email address, golfdmvpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear, what are your pick-me-up courses? Courses when you're just not feeling good about your game and you got to go somewhere that's familiar, that you normally score well. You know, what's that course for you? For us, it's Falls Road, and we played there because we needed a pick-me-up. Just my thoughts on Falls Road real quick. Number one, look, if you're going to go play at Falls Road, you're going to get a course that's in great condition. You're going to get a course whose layout is not that hard, but you still got to play the course. You know, that back nine is a little tougher than the front nine, but it's always in great condition. Fairways in great condition. The greens are always in great condition. The price point is always fine. Now, there are a lot of folks. I mean, it's usually busy. I've never had a slow round there, but we like to get in and get out. And so the earlier tee time, the better. When we went out there this past time, the driving range was packed. There were lessons going on. But Falls Road, for my money, gets an A. It's always in great condition, you know, right off the beltway as well. Easy to get to. And so that's just my grade on it. Let's hear from the fellas. Here's LB, Vern, and Rick McCormick's thoughts on Falls Road.
I love Falls Road. That, like, it served its purpose for me to, mm-hmm. to go back after getting my ass kicked at Glendale.
Right.
To go there and feel good about my golf game again.
Right.
Make
golf great again.
Yeah, right, pretty much, right? Every time but majority of the time I played, I always shoot under 90.
Right.
So
and you did this time.
And I did again this time.
Yeah, 17 over, I believe it was.
Yeah, yep. 80, I think 87. So I like the course.
Right.
There's a couple of holes that are, even though it's a quote-unquote easy course, there are a couple of holes that are very challenging.
12.
On the back.
Yep.
12, mm-hmm. 13.
Yes.
12 yep. and 13 are difficult holes. Even at par 5 after that one, where it's like 185 yards narrow. What is that? That's number...
you said a 5?
Par 3. Yeah. So you got the...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
that like hole 14, is. 14, 15, 15 yeah. whatever
yep.
that is.
Yep.
That's a difficult par 3.
It is a difficult par 3.
It's like 180 yards,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
it is
yeah,
narrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I screwed that hole up. So even though it's a quote unquote easy course, it does have its challenging spots in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess they don't get an A either.
Oh no, they don't get an A. No, absolutely they don't get an A. I would give them a B minus
Ooh.
Because
whoa, whoa.
Of one, the driving range is max.
That's okay.
I don't you know, it is max. It
okay.
is what it is. Cart service there is spotty.
Right. I don't think anybody came around the cart for us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can barely remember the cart service.
Right.
Yeah,
I think if it even... No, a sister came around, but she was late.
I mean, it was the round.
Right, we started early, but we didn't see her until like on our second 17th, nine.
Yeah. I just think on a weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday,
time, you got to have you
somebody
be
out there for breakfast.
100%.
Yeah, somebody's got to be out there driving around by 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
A given. So, yeah, those are the only two things I would say about Frost Road that are in the negative.
I did notice they had a lot of people out there learning. They had a lot of lessons going on.
Yeah, they did have lessons. Yeah, it probably had 25 people that were taking lessons.
Yeah, like a big group training down there in the little practice area.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot, like in their particular, I'm seeing a lot of women taking these classes too, which is great. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Go to Greenwood,
yeah,
more
yeah,
ladies
go
playing. Yeah, absolutely. Rick, what do you think about Falls Road?
I thought the course was.
And this was your first time playing Falls Road, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I thought the
really?
Course was.
In all these years?
Great shape. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a beautiful course. Beautiful course. The only knock I had was, of course, the bugs,
mm-hmm.
the gnats. The gnats were kind of ridiculous
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But other than that, the course was in great shape. You know, it was some challenging holes. But, you know, I like it. I like a golf course with some challenges sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's last but not least, yeah, for me, Falls Road, I'm kind of a cloud on this one, and it'll be, I like it. Like you said, plenty of challenges, beautiful course. The thing I like about it, and I guess this goes to, again, this just goes to MoCo, consistent
mm-hmm.
greens across the entire Montgomery County. Falls Road is no different.
Yeah.
So for short, still, like I always say, bring your putter. Don't leave your putter at home, homie, because, I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
I play like ass trash, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end, I tried to set up like a match play because I was just playing so bad. But you know what? Still had a good time. And I'm going to say this, for anybody out there who, you know, you guys know, I live in... like Bowie, you know, near Andrews Air Force Base, like that.
Mm-hmm.
For all the Montgomery County courses, all the normal ones, you know, I've got to get up pretty early to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Falls Road is only maybe, you know, 30, 40 minutes from, like, Landover-ish area, which is
where
I'm leaving from.
Right.
So, as a MoCo course...
Right off the Beltway.
Yes, it's right off the Beltway. Mm-hmm. Easy access for... So, you get that Montgomery County feel in an easy
access. Is it easier
course.
Access than Hampshire Greens for you? Probably so.
No. Okay. So Hampshire Greens is a little bit close, right off 198, right?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Hampshire, I mean. But, But yeah, no. I like playing Falls Road. I want to go back there again. I have something for it still. I'm still talking
still
trash, even though I took a L. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I think what I really like about there is, again, the area around the greens or whatever is just immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the one thing, another thing, too, about Falls Road is the size of the greens.
Yes.
Most of the greens are really a good size.
Yeah.
So your shots, if you are off a little bit, you still can usually hit the greens.
Yeah, they're very receptive.
Cases.
Even if you put, even if they put the pin... somewhere weird, you can always play for the middle.
Exactly.
You've got a shot.
Yeah. The greens are a really good size.
Yep.
Good size greens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Vern, recently you went on a shopping spree. You want to?
Look, man, listen. So, I went to Second Swing looking to just, like, you know, find an appropriate shaft for my driver. I was just like, you know, not even a new driver. Just like, hey, I'm going to hit some balls. You look at the track, man. You tell me, what kind of shaft I should be hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward. Driver was purchased, a used driver, a pink G400, I think, because they said, oh, it's low spin, and I was hitting it pretty well.
Uh-huh.
And you know me, I'm not shy. I like a piece of gear, so I'm going to go ahead and pick it up.
Right.
Uh-huh. So they didn't. I had to go to Golf Galaxy for something, a shirt, and while I'm there looking at the clearance rack, and they had this driver that I wanted from last year.
Ah.
I was like, oh, they had this.
Can't let
now,
that go.
Now, what I should do is take it back, but I mean, I've already bought it. It's in my hands. Talking about the second swing driver. So I kept the ping. I went there, and then I ended up getting that. And then some clothes were purchased and shoes because I knew Father's Day was coming up.
So why not?
Yeah,
and you also got new clubs for Father's Day, right?
Oh, the irons. Yeah. So the second swing golf Galaxy Shopping Spree was maybe a couple weeks ago. And then, yeah, this past week or whatever, I finally went out and got those irons I've been talking about getting, the Mizuno Hot Metal Pros.
Yeah.
I do like them.
How many sets sitting at home?
Huh? No, just two. I mean, I sold one.
Vern made an interesting point, and so he actually, because you got a bag with these sets, with this new iron.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
and so he gave me one of his bags. So Vern walked into the cart and said, "I literally have three bags and two sets of irons on the course today because LB's got a bag of his and a set of irons. Yeah. I got a bag, and you got your own bag and your own irons."
Listen, friendly guy, you get in with me, I give it away.
That's it. Reason enough to be friends with Vern Brown.
Yeah, so just be careful if you go up there to Second Swing, because Golf Galaxy is right around the corner in Columbia, and you could end up spending.
Right.
I don't know, $5,800, $1,000, whatever it is.
Right. Now, let me say this, too. Just because Second Swing is in the mix, don't discount Golf Galaxy, because I went to Trade-In Clubs. Twice when I went to Trade-In Clubs, Golf Galaxy gave me the better deal, and they gave me an extra $10 for Trading Clubs in.
Okay.
Yeah, so Second Swing, don't do that. So,
yeah.
But they will take older clubs than
That's
Golf
true.
Galaxy
That's
will
true.
Take. So you got to kind of...
Yeah, you got to weigh your options.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes away. Just take the time to go to both, figure out what you want to do, and then do it.
100% better to have options than not.
One other thing, too, we were talking about this new concept that Vern and I have, being a driving range gangster.
Yep.
We go out here on the range, target practice.
Smoking it.
Yep.
Oh.
And then it does not translate.
No.
On the course. But you have another story about this.
He just reminded me. The driving range. So, look, we were at the Road to Par a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And before the event, LB and I are out there hitting some shots or whatever. He leaves a little bit early. I go to finish off the bucket, right? So, for whatever reason, this day on the driving range, I'm cranking. I can't do anything wrong. Now, for everybody listening, I'm sure this has to have happened to some of you or whatever. Where basically, you're out there, you're hitting a well. Somebody walks up behind you and they start hitting, and you notice you're not doing as well. You know, topping it, damn near hitting you. So this brother comes up.
But by the way, and that makes you feel good when you're cranking it. You see them struggling.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
Now, listen, I'm at the end of the bucket. He's already gone. It's hot. I'm like, cool. I'm going to hit these last couple wedges. I'm going to go in here and have me a drink. This guy comes out, starts struggling. So I'm like, all right, what do we got here? So then I feel him looking at me. Mm-hmm. So instead of just finishing the balls, I put the wedge back in the bag. I pull the driver back out.
You wanted a show. I'm going to give you a show.
I aims to give him a show. Like the last six or seven.
This is what it looks like.
Just cranking. All right. And so then to add into it, the last few drives were maybe just like they tailed off slightly left. I put a little extra on there, a little extra disappointment.
Right.
Knowing full well, you're cool with it.
Totally accept that today, yesterday. I'm out there like, just a bit left. And then finally, of course, he says, hey, man. You're pretty good. And then false humility all day. I shoot bogey like everybody else, buddy. Playing it down while inside, I'm like turning up.
You're right.
I can't be gangster on the golf course. I'm going to hold it down on the range, baby.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny that Vernon mentioned that because, you know, it's just interesting because you get on the range and it's like target practice out there. You're just throwing darts. You're hitting the flag pins. You're doing exactly what you want to do. But then when you get out on the golf course, you know, it's like it goes somewhere else. I don't know if that's your story, but that's definitely my story. It's Vern's story. And but it's part of golf. I mean, it's just kind of what happens, right? Now, listen, a big shout out to Coach B, our Virginia contingency leader. I mean, he's doing videos and course reviews and all that kind of stuff. Had a chance to play Bristow Manor, and Coach B spoke with Steve Barrett. He's the GM over there at Bristow Manor. Check it out.
Today we're at Bristow Manor Golf Course, and we're meeting with the general manager.
Yep, Steve Barrett.
Steve Barrett, the general manager. Steve, thanks for taking the time to be with us on Golf DMV. Some of our crew has played here before. They really love it. This is my first time. Can you tell us a little bit about Bristow Manor and what makes it special?
Well, we're a links-style golf course. There's not too many in the area. We also have a mix of cool season and warm season grasses. We have Zoysia fairways, which is kind of unique to this golf course and to this area. And, you know, just we're tucked away. We're not surrounded by a lot of homes. We're not within a community. And, you know, that kind of sets us apart a little bit.
What's the toughest hole on this course?
Number 8 on a windy day, yeah. If you have a southwest wind coming number 8, it's a bear. But it really depends on the golfer. There's a lot of challenging holes out here.
Any member specials or membership specials that you guys do?
Yeah, right now we have a $2,000 membership, and that's a weekday membership, and we also have a $3,000 full membership, which includes all your rounds of golf Monday through Sunday, and it also includes merchandise discounts and things like that. We also have a spousal promotion on that. It's $1,000 additional.
Excellent, excellent. Any last things that you'd like to tell our viewers? What makes Bristol Manor special?
Just come out and find out for yourself. I think the course is playing very well right now, and I think you guys will agree with me. So come on out and check us out.
Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, thank you, Coach B, for checking in with the GM over there at Bristol Manor, Steve Barrett. I really appreciate it. And guys, if you're in that area or if you plan to play a course, again, Bristol Manor got rave reviews from everybody on Golf DMV. And so if you're in that area, check it out. Let Steve Barrett know that you listened to Golf DMV podcast. You heard the guys were out, heard the interview. And yeah, you wanted to check the course out for yourself. Now, again, LB, traveling. I was traveling. We both played golf while we were out. Vern got a round in with a buddy while we were out. We're going to reconvene next week, everybody in studio, and we'll have another good time here on Golf DMV. Also, I should mention, our buddy Sherman, who was on the show for a long time, about a year or so, he and I and his wife played the Woodlands in Baltimore County, and had a great time. Part of Bethel's Sherman's wife works at Bethel Christian Academy, a school there, was their scholarship fundraiser. We had a great time. I want to get those guys on too to review Woodlands. Thank you everybody for listening to Golf DMV. Again, continue to share the podcast. You can email us golfdmvpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter golfdmv1, Facebook just search Golf DMV, and Golf DMV Podcast on the Instagram. Thank you so much for your time. Be sure to share your golf experiences here in the DMV with us, man. We'd love to play with you. We'd love to get you out. We'd love to get you on the show. Again, huge shout out to Matt Roberts from Old Line Golf. Of course, a huge shout out to LB, to Vernon, to Rick McCormick, and to Steve Barrett, the GM there at Bristol Manor. And thank you so much to Coach B for grabbing that interview and always being a great supporter, and not even a supporter, for just being a part of the Golf DMV family. Really, really appreciate it, guys. Continue to play golf, hit them straight. We'll check in next week.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof.